Hello, I'd like to welcome you to another edition of The More Abundant Life, a radio broadcast which features inspiring messages and presentations by Pastor Wendley Phipps. My name is Adrian Westney Jr., your host, and today we're going to continue our series on the Ten Commandments by hearing part two of the sermon, The Honor of Parents, which was begun in the previous broadcast. If you tuned in, you heard The Honor of Parents part one, and today we're going to finish that sermon, and Pastor Phipps is going to conclude that message in our program today here on The More Abundant Life. Before we get to the message for today, here is music entitled Great is Thy Faithfulness. It's a hymn from the CD release entitled Favorite Hymns of Billy Graham by Wendley Phipps.
Thank you. for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy
You are listening to The More Abundant Life. My name is Adrian Westney Jr., and we just heard music by Wintley Phipps. The song entitled Great is Thy Faithfulness, an arrangement that is included with other hymn arrangements on the CD that's entitled Favorite Hymns of Billy Graham, all done by Wintley Phipps. I hope that you are enjoying our program today and that you'll stay tuned as we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, we're going to conclude the message today on the honor of parents that Pastor Phipps began in the previous broadcast. Sometimes we need two broadcasts to finish a sermon because of the length of time that we have here on our program. And so we're going to get to that today. I hope that you will enjoy the message and that you'll understand it. It's an important message. The Honor of Parents, Part 2. Here now is Pastor Phipps with the sermon.
We are to watch over the spiritual condition of our children. Like an eagle watches over her nest. Parents have to teach their children respect. This is a responsibility that cannot be shirked, cannot be abrogated. This is a responsibility that you can't put off on anybody else. It's not the church's responsibility to teach your children respect. It is not, are you with me today? It's not the school's responsibility to teach your children respect. And young people, listen up today. Parents have a responsibility. They are in trouble with God if they don't teach you respect. Young people, as long as you are under your parents' roof, understand God has given your parent a profound responsibility. It is their duty to find you. You cannot do some of the things you want to do. James Dobson once said that to young people, this responsibility we have as parents, one day we will have to answer to God for it. I, who have taught you right from wrong, and maybe you haven't, pause to say thanks to your parents for teaching you respect. Or thank you for discipline, Jesus. Thank you, Mama, for disciplining me. When children act up, too often it's the parents who are the ones to blame. Parents bow to their children as friends too often. Everything you want, you can't have. Now, this is the only commandment that has a promise attached to it. All of the other commandments we are told to obey. There's no promise with them, except this one. It says, if you respect and honor your parents, you will have a long life. Whether your parents are living or dead, make a commitment to raise your own children so that their lives will glorify God. Here Jesus stopped dying long enough to honor his mother. Now, in a practical way, before I close, how do you honor your parents? You honor your parents, first of all, by respecting them. Paul said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. Children are to obey their parents. But you know, honor and respect is more than just mere obedience. It's possible some children know how to obey and don't do it out of respect. Are you with me today? It's like the little boy who was standing in the back seat of the car riding down the road. His parents told him to sit down, put on his seatbelt. He didn't do it. Father told him once, he didn't do it. Twice, three times. Finally, the mother looked back, said, sit down. And he defiantly said, no, I will not sit down. His father told him if he didn't sit down, he would get the spanking of his life. And then he sat down. And after he sat down, he said, I may be sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. That's obedience, but it's no respect. You know, we honor people. We honor the wrong kind of people in this world today. We honor athletes, politicians, famous people. God says we are to honor parents. Nowhere does God say that respect must be earned before you give it. So you honor your parents whether they have earned your respect or not. God simply says, honor them because they are your parents. Nowhere in this commandment does it tell us that we are to honor them because they are good parents. Or, are you with me today? Or great parents, we are to honor them because of the position they hold. So the first reason we must honor our parents is, or the best way we can honor our parents, the first one is by showing them what? Respect. Showing them what? The second way you honor your parents is by valuing their advice. Let me tell you, I don't know how many young people would have been spared pain, jail, addiction, if they had just honored their parents by valuing their advice. Proverbs 13:1 says, a wise son heeds his father's instruction. And that's not always the easy thing to go, because as young people, you think you know it all. Old people were once young people who thought they knew it all. Am I right? One young man said, like most teenagers, I believe my parents were stupid, but I learned something over the years. Just because I had more education than mom and dad doesn't mean I'm smarter. Because there's something that nobody can teach you but life, living, experience, falling down and getting up, failing and then bouncing back. The third way you can show that you honor your parents, you show you honor your parents when you let them know how much you appreciate their efforts. There are some things that are just proper and right, and just saying, thank you, Mama, for taking care of me. Who you think got your cavities filled? Who paid for that? Who sat up with you when you were sick? You know, there's a popular trend today. God said, take my time. There's a popular trend where people are now blaming all of their problems on the mistakes of their parents. You know, you can't help the way you are because it's not my fault. My parents messed me up. I'm the victim. And our honoring of our parents isn't based on how much we approve of the job they did. God is saying that we should make our parents feel honored and treasured because of whatever they've done for you. Help me, Jesus. If my father or mother never did a thing for me, I have to still honor them. Before I close, I heard a boy who was talking to a friend at school. He said, little boy was joking. He said, I'm really worried. My parents, I don't know where I'd be without them. My dad works hard to provide the needs for the house, and mama washes all the clothes, prepares all the meals, keeps the house clean. Well, what you worried about, said his friend. He said, I'm afraid they might try to escape. Because I got a good life. We owe our parents a huge debt. I have no doubt that what has helped me more than anything else to honor my parents is being a parent. Being a parent will help you to appreciate what your parent and parents went through. This is the hardest job I've ever had. Because just when you think you got it right, you don't. When you think you got it all under control, it's not under control. It's a tough job being a parent. It's difficult. It's costly. Come on, anybody knows it costs a whole lot to be a parent. Now, I'm not talking about food and clothes either. I encourage you to let your parents know that you appreciate what they've done for you. The fourth way that you can show you honor your parents is by meeting their needs. I want you in the Bible, turn with me to the book of 1 Timothy. What book did I say? Book of 1 Timothy chapter 5. Have mercy, Jesus. The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5. God is good. If any, look at verse 4. And this is interesting. If any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before the Lord. Now, she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplication and prayers night and day. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Now, let them first learn to show piety where? Where? At home, and to requite, and to what? You know what that means? It means to repay. Repay their parents. For this is good and acceptable before God. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. In other words, honor of parents involves some other things. You know, isn't it interesting how people, when they make up their will, they only make up their will to take care of their children? Today, Sometimes you almost have to make up your will that if you go before your parents, to take care of your parents. We've never thought of that. In other words, Paul was saying here, repay. You see, there was, how can I say this to you? There was this belief. If you have your Bibles again, turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 7, verses 9. The book of Mark, chapter 7, and you'll understand. Verse 9. Praise God. He said to them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is korban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profiteth by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother. Look at verse 13, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. You see, there used to be, it's called korban, there used to be this belief amongst the Jews that you could give a gift to the priest. This wasn't your tithe or your offering. This was just something you wanted to do. And then what happened was, here the word of God is saying that you can't be generous to other people outside of what God requires of you and let your parents be desolate. Did you understand that? Now look at it again and you'll understand it a little better here now. Verse 9, ye said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own what? For just tradition, for Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. So just because you pledge your help me, Jesus, you can't pledge your estate to the church and your family be desolate. You have a responsibility to take care of your mother. Help me, Lord. Before I leave you, Jesus made it clear that honor of parents includes financial support. Yes, you have nursing homes and that, but you got to take care of it too. Have mercy. A child can no more honor his parents by simply paying the bills either. You got to show up sometimes. Hey, I'm getting very practical here this morning. And lastly, you show you honor your parents when you forgive their failings. There are some of you here today who have real anger with your parents. You have pain over what your parents have done to you. Some of you, horrible sins have been committed against you by your parents. There are young men here who've been done damage by their fathers. There are young women here who've been done damage by their fathers. God is not acting like it never happened. But you can't carry that burden all your life. Some of you, confrontation and reconciliation just not possible because that wicked old man is gone. And you still messed up. God wants you. As David said in Psalm 27:10, when your father forsakes you, I will take care of you. The best way that you can honor your parents is by living a life that will bring honor and glory to God.
Well, that brings us to the end of the message for today. Part 2 of the title, The Honor of Parents, that concludes that message. And if you are interested in obtaining an audio copy of the message, I'm going to tell you what you can do to get that done. You'll want to call the Seabrook Church, and I'll give you a phone number in a minute, but you're going to call the Seabrook Church and you're going to ask today for program number 337. That's program number 337. That will give you the title, The Honor of Parents, Part 2. Now, the phone number at the Seabrook Church is 301-577-6342. Again, the phone number there at Seabrook, 301-577-6342. You may also email a request to the Seabrook Audiovisual Department, giving them the same information, program number 337, and the title, The Honor of Parents, Part 2. The email address is seabrookav@yahoo.com. Again, seabrookav@yahoo.com. I'm glad you joined us today. I hope that you will join us again for another program. At The More Abundant Life, we're always happy that our listeners listen. And we're also happy that when you tell us that you enjoy what you hear, that you understand what you hear, and that you appreciate what you hear. And we want to invite you back. Until next time, however, remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10. That's where Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life. We'll see you next time. My name is Adrian Westley Jr. Goodbye for now. Give what's in your heart.